Right now, the Mercer Museum in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, has an exhibition on the history of racing, foot racing, bicycle racing, horse racing, and motorsports. Bucks County was once a hotbed of car racing, with several speedways and drag strips for hot rodders in the 1950s and 60s. One of those gearheads who used to soup up old cars blazed a trail for African-American racers. Leonard Miller has spent 50 years overcoming racial and class roadblocks to develop black race drivers in the predominantly white sport. Miller's 2004 autobiography, Silent Thunder, is now being developed into a documentary film. WHYY's Peter Crimmins spoke to him.
You grew up on the main line, I understand, and you were kind of a car crazy kid back in the 50s, souping up hot rods.
Yes, I got started at 5 years old, 1939. My mother worked for the Hill Estate in Wayne, Pennsylvania. The rich blue bloods of the area were in two things, horse racing and race cars. I took to the race car side of it. I learned through osmosis just how wonderful the world was. For example, when they have Memorial Day parade, this is before World War II, you see all these Stutz Bearcats, old Cords, Duesenbergs, those great, magnificent cars. And I was just taken in by it.
What was your first car?
My first car was a 1940 Ford Club Coupe convertible, highly modified, chop top, Mercury motor, Lincoln transmission, and I kept it going through Bill Jones's junkyard. Bill Jones had a junkyard on Route 30 coming out of Paoli, Pennsylvania. He was a big African-American number writer and a gambler. And he had this junkyard as a front. He went to Eastern State Penitentiary, and he served 2 years. And when he came out, no one in the black community would speak to him. Don't talk to him. So my father always told me, speak to everybody and treat everybody right. So I spoke to him, and my father always spoke to him. Everyone else ostracized him. I would come down from the college, and I would get parts. He always said, you spoke to me, young man, and your dad always treated me right. So he gave me free things out of the junkyard. But all those little things that you wouldn't think helped me along the way.
You talk a lot about the little things in the book, in Silent Thunder, like Bill, that you would get some pieces from the junkyard, you would get some guys from the gas station to help you out. It was a real, 1,000 hands touched you, got you racing.
Yes, it was 1,000 hands, and it's still, even now, the last time we raced and won was in NASCAR, and that was 2007, it's people helping it.
You came up through racing through these scrappy, I guess I could scrappy beginnings, and eventually you work your way up to a national level. You're competing in NASCAR. How does one break into NASCAR? How did you break into NASCAR?
We broke into NASCAR with a small sponsorship from General Motors. We found a driver, Chris Woods, in Boylston, Massachusetts, and took him down south. And we started him in the late model series, and that's how we started in NASCAR. And the reason we had to go to NASCAR in 1979 became the series that the television people liked. It became the series that America gravitated to. First of all, it was closed circuit racing, so you can put cameras all the way around the track. There are personalities of the drivers fighting all the time and that type of thing. And so NASCAR took off. So we had to switch over to NASCAR because there's no money in sponsorship in the open wheel. You had to do it. Only reason.
You've talked about getting money from corporations, approaching them for sponsorships, and how it's very difficult because of the way large corporations dole out sponsorship money. I mean, the way you have described in the past, these corporations have buckets of money that they like to give out. There's the football bucket. There's the NASCAR bucket. There's the music and concert bucket. And then there's the black bucket. And when you approach them to run NASCAR, they pull it out of the black bucket.
Yes. It's very hard for an American corporation to write a check for $1 million to an African-American race team. It's very hard. There's a black bucket, and everything black goes in that bucket. What it is to keep the civil rights leaders quiet. So if you give the civil rights leaders, say, then they won't march on at headquarters like Ford Motor Company did 2 weeks ago down at the Martin Luther King assassination celebration, not celebration, but, you know, in Tennessee, Ford Motor Company gets $50,000. So that's their contribution to the black community.
And since they gave $50,000 to the MLK anniversary, they're not going to give it to a black driver.
No.
Because they've already used up their black quota.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm speaking with Leonard Miller. He's owner of Race Car Teams and the author of Silent Thunder, which will soon be a documentary film in the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much for talking.
Leonard Miller will appear at the Mercer Museum in Doylestown this weekend, along with the original founders of the Black American Racers Association, for a panel discussion about black auto racing.